KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
I'm Kim Masters, host of The Business, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown. Joining me is John Horn of The Los Angeles Times. So, John, big changes at Warner Brothers.
And it looks like the new version of Survivor on the Warner Brothers lot.
Well, they really don't want that to be the takeaway. They announced yesterday, there's been a long-standing thing now about who is going to take over the studio when the current chairman, Barry Meyer, and the president, Alan Horn, retire, which they were supposed to do. Shortly. But as time drew on, it became clear that there was no successor in place, and a little stopgap measure was taken.
And yes, they did extend Barry Meyer's deal, but Alan Horn is going to be leaving, I should say no relation to John Horn, is going to be leaving a little bit earlier than anticipated. And what they did, what Time Warner did, is created this, I guess we could call it a euphemism, a virtual office, the office of the president. And they put these three executives into it and have said, essentially but not directly, whoever wins, wins.
So to be specific, the three guys in this office are Bruce Rosenblum, the TV guy, Kevin Sugihara, the home video guy, and Jeff Robinoff, the film guy. And, you know, they've said that these three are the management going forward, except they're only going forward until 2013 when Barry Meyer ultimately, again, pushing 70, will retire.
No, I think the hope is that the candidate will be revealed, that the best successor will prove himself during the course of those intervening years. But I think Warner's has tried this before, and it is fraught with peril. It has worked before, but it's also failed before. And the other thing I think is worth mentioning is that Alan Horn, as he's leaving, leaves behind a studio that I think everybody would agree among producers, among talent agents, is probably the most highly functioning studio right now. It has really turned into the home run machine for franchises. Alan specifically looked over the Harry Potter franchise, and he didn't have broad taste, but he had very mainstream taste. And I think he leaves behind a studio that is in great shape.
Yeah, the problem is that Jeff Bukas, the chairman of Time Warner, did not necessarily give him the credit that he certainly felt that he deserved. And you know, he is a controversial figure in the question of how much credit does he deserve. But he does leave behind an enviable studio machine. Jeff Robinoff, of course, put through movies like Inception this past summer and
The Hangover, I would give Jeff Robinoff credit for.
And so, you know, I think he's a very capable candidate. I'm not sure that any one of these three will ultimately run that studio. I still think there's room 2.5, 3 years from now for an outsider to materialize and take over.
No, and I think the real question is Warner Brothers has long been not only the most successful studio, but the most stable studio. And sometimes those things go hand in hand and sometimes they don't. And I think the question is, does their succession plan create instability? Is this, you know, the beginning of the end of an era, just not only in terms of who's running the company, but how closely and highly functioning this studio is.
And I'll just tell you, they hate that story. They hope this announcement would just settle all the speculation. But guess what? Here we sit, John, and we still speculate.
Survivor, Warner Brothers version.
That's John Horn of the Los Angeles Times. John joins me each Monday at 2:30 on The Business. I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown. Can a studio have an office of the president, or do you need one guy or woman in charge? Leave a comment at kcrw.com/thebusiness.
KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.